to Pakistan now, where Pakistanis are waiting to hear from their civilian leadership about the political aftermath of the bin Laden raid a week ago. But what has been the reaction over the last week? The BBC's Ali Makbul has this report from Abbottabad.
Certainly he's not in Pakistan, and even I don't know where he is.
That's the Pakistani Prime Minister, Yousuf Raza Gilani, in an interview just a year ago, talking, of course, of Osama bin Laden.
In fact, Osama bin Laden is not in Pakistan. Talking about Al-Qaeda, we don't see any sort of those concern in Pakistan. If there is any actionable or credible information, we are ready to share with the United States.
He's not the only Pakistani leader who'll be embarrassed by what he's said in the past. In 2008, President Asif Ali Zardari appeared to bristle with anger at suggestions bin Laden was here.
I think the world is looking for him, and we are part of the world's lookout brigade. I've said before that I don't think he's alive. I have a strong feeling and I have strong reason to believe that.
So the Prime Minister said he wasn't in Pakistan, the President that he was dead, and just 8 days before the Al-Qaeda leader was found and killed here in Abbottabad,
let me assure you,
Pakistan's Army Chief, General Ashfaq Kiani, was at a passing out parade at the Pakistan Military Academy, just a short distance away from bin Laden's compound.
In the war against terrorism, our officers and soldiers have made great sacrifices and have achieved tremendous success. The terrorist backbone has been broken, and inshallah, we will soon prevail.
Given all they were told in the past, many Pakistanis still say they don't believe bin Laden was here, even after this weekend's release of new video footage by Washington.
Look, from the videotapes they released, it doesn't seem that he was killed here. This area is 5 minutes from the Pakistan Military Academy. So I don't think he was killed here or was here at all.
Others, like this man who lives close to the compound, says it's not that people don't believe it, but more that they don't want to.
Actually, you know, Abbottabad is a very peaceful place. And the people of Abbottabad, they're very peace-loving people. So Osama was here, he was dead, and this news was very shocking for us. And this is unbelievable for the citizens living over here in Abbottabad.
There is a small protest, 100 people or so, organized by an Islamist party here in Abbottabad. And the main slogan has been, Go America, Go. They've called America terrorists for carrying out the operation that it carried out. Now, most of the anger of these people has been directed towards America, but also towards Pakistani politicians. And there have been small protests like this right across the country.
There's little doubt many Pakistanis feel humiliated by what's happened. They are embarrassed by their leaders, who, given the statements they've made in the past, either look grossly incompetent or deceptive in the extreme.
It's the BBC's Ali Makbul reporting from Abbottabad, and Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani will have a chance to either add to that impression or to dispute it when he appears in Parliament later this morning in Pakistan.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.